It's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I'm your host today. And with me, I have a gang with me today. Greg Whitler, Katie Jackson, and Katie Dunn. Welcome you all to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and you all have some ties to Jerseyville. I'll start, Katie Dunn. What's your tie to Jerseyville?
So my dad is actually from here in Jerseyville. He graduated from Jerseyville High School. And I still, my aunt Peggy owns Peg's Flower Cottage. So she's been the local florist for a long time over here too. So,
I love Peggy. She's sweet.
So still have a little bit of family left over here. So
I see. Yeah. How about you, Katie Jackson?
I am born and raised in Jerseyville and living here still today. So I'm a Cadell originally. Okay. So go back to all of the family here locally. So.
And actually, you just live about a half a block east of
exactly,
where we live.
Yes.
Yeah. Greg, what's your connection to Jersey?
Sure. I was a lumberyard sales rep for a long time at Landreth Lumber back after college, and just got a bunch of contacts here, including you and your brother, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
I called on contractors twice a week over here for a long time, so that's kind of my tie.
Yeah, how many years were you in that racket?
About 20.
Yeah.
A couple different companies.
So. And you were good at it. You did a good job.
I loved it. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, right. And Greg, you got out of the sales lumber business and you took over the family Heinz Furniture in Carlinville.
That's correct.
Yeah. How many years you been doing that?
So 2016, my wife and I took over. Greg Heinz, her dad, was the fourth generation owner. We're fifth generation. And it had been open since 1854. The only didn't want to do it, my wife, so I chose to quit my job that I was doing, lumberyard sales rep, take it over in 16. It'll be a 10th year coming out. So it's been a blast. It's been a journey.
Yeah. Hey, adjust that mic just a little bit, like that, so it's going toward you. Good. It's been a journey. And man, you said that store, that family business, how many years has it been business over there?
That's our big story to tell. 171 years, still same location, same family. It's just kind of unheard of in today's market, but it just goes to show.
171 years. Wow. Yep. How many generations are we talking? Man.
Well, we're the fifth. My daughter potentially could be the sixth. I've got two girls at college at Illinois State, and one of them has a desire to come back and maybe join the design team and keep the thing going.
You might have to expand.
Not in the cards. No, we're happy being all together. We've got so much going on that we just need it. Our team needs to be together daily. And we do have a pop-up shop we opened up on our square in Carlinville, though. We had, during COVID, we overbought furniture. Unfortunately, you had to buy stuff a year in advance.
Oh.
And added onto our warehouse twice. Just couldn't ever get caught up. So we just had an intervention with our inventory, and we rented a building on the square. And we've had it open for about 2 months now. Mm. We're closing January 10th, so it's been fun to be two locations temporarily, but we're going to close that here soon.
Now, when you were, of course, you got married, you got some children, okay? When you were in the sales business, did you have any connection with the furniture, with the family furniture store at all?
Nope. Greg Heinz, my father-in-law, had asked me early on if I had interest taking it over, and I told him I probably would.
Oh, you did?
But before that, no, I didn't know anything about furniture. I came in totally green. We've added a bunch of things that I sold prior to coming to Heinz. We've added windows and a lot of building materials I used to sell that we can offer now, along with furniture.
Okay. Did the store back in the day, back in the 1800s, did it start off like a connected with funerals?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that's kind of the case with furniture stores, wasn't it?
Very common. So the furniture maker would have all the tools to make furniture, and then you're making caskets as well. So a lot of underwriters were also furniture people. Even our store for a long time was both. That split off in the 70s, so we're just strictly the furniture side now. But that was a common trait.
Yeah, it was. Now, Katie, Katie Jackson, how did you get involved in this operation?
Yes. So back in 20, or no, I guess it would have been 2019. I had previously worked with Greg at the lumberyard in Carlinville, and things were changing, and I just found an opportunity. I was designing the second kitchen with Greg and Danley for their own personal, their second home that they were moving to. And it came to light that we needed to get into the same building and the same company again, because he was doing so much in the building material side, and I was doing the kitchen and bath design. And we got together, moved everything we just developed my side of the business, I should say. Uh-huh. And it has grown, and we've developed into being a bigger piece of the kitchen and bath in Carlinville.
Let me add to that too, how it actually happened. Because, 2020, we bought another house in Carlinville. We're going to remodel it. And of course I had Katie come out with me to the house, and literally walking in the door, she stopped me and goes, "Hey, let's just do this. Just hire me and let's just grow this side of the business. We work so well together. We've got an opportunity." She saw it, and I saw it, and we just immediately did it. And we added the entire kitchen and bath design center in 2021, basically.
2020. It was February of 2020, actually, right before COVID. We didn't know. No one knew what was going to be, how that was going to impact, but mm-hmm. it has just grown. We couldn't turn back. There was no turning back at that point. So
wow.
Yeah.
So what do you like about kitchen and bath design? What drew you to that?
That opportunity.
I mean, where'd you go to college?
I am business design? Management. No, I have no true training training in kitchen and bath design. But the opportunity kind of fell in my lap back in 2015, and who I was previously working with at the lumber yard, Patty, trained me and took me under her wing, and I got to work with her one-on-one for 2 years there at the lumberyard. And then before I was basically out on my own there, and she was a substantial part of my journey in this, and just the desire to keep wanting to help people. And people enjoy getting to update their homes and find a new...
Yeah, well, things have changed in the last... few decades, yes. Of course, you know, like mm-hmm. the kitchen has been the center of operations, you know?
Yes.
And so what's trending in kitchen design today?
Color is back.
Color.
We had seen the whites and the grays for so long.
Yeah.
And now everybody is wanting color in their kitchens, whether it be stained cabinetry again, or even a true green or blue, or we're seeing some purples and reds even coming in. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Solid colors.
Yes. We're seeing color drenching. It's hard to find a timeless design, but we can incorporate it because we can put some of your favorite trends in and make them timeless with your own style.
Yeah. So. And the kitchen being the center kind of operations,
it is.
Do you see a lot of what goes on as far as that, as far as handling all the people?
Yes. So I am a functional minded person when it comes to the kitchen design.
Uh-huh.
So I want to see the function of a kitchen work really, really well and still incorporate their own personal style and aesthetic as well. So,
are you a pretty good cook yourself?
I do. I'm okay. Yes. Yeah. I am.
Especially the pastries.
Yeah.
Or is there some equipment or anything that's going in cabinets that wasn't going in like a few years ago?
We're seeing a lot of coffee bars still trending in because they get more and more detailed all the time.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of built-in appliances. We want to make the appliances disappear in the grand scheme of things for the most part. Or they want to be the appliances be a focal point by being a true aesthetic piece. So.
They've gone a little crazy with refrigerators over the years, haven't they? I've seen some of the later... my brother mm-hmm. Jeff and his wife Sandy, mm-hmm. they just built a house on the hill, mm-hmm. and they showed me their refrigerator. I'm like, holy! They never made refrigerators like that when I was a kid.
Right.
This thing was great.
Right, they're much more high tech for sure.
Yeah.
So it's either we want to cover them up because they are the largest appliance in our spaces, and they take up so much room and have so many things that we have to watch for with a refrigerator. So, and its location. So,
how about baths?
Baths are another really key part.
What's new? What's going on in baths? What's everybody liking?
The storage features and making it the walk-in showers are always a very big thing. Just to make them as functional as possible, easily functional, but pretty spaces as well. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Katie Dunn, what's your part in this team?
Well, I was just hired back in mid-August, so I'm still fairly new to the company, but my background is in fashion merchandising. That's what my degree is in from college. So more of like the business merchandising side of retail, I would say. And so before Heinz, I was managing the local paint store, which ended up closing, but, you know, kind of got me familiar with colors and some of the contractors and stuff that we work with. And long story short, I was kind of just randomly approached by Greg one day saying, hey, you know, I'm looking to maybe add to the team. Are you interested? And it was kind of a no-brainer, really, you know, for me. So I was hired on to kind of help with everything. I'm learning the kitchen and bath design, which I'm really kind of starting to dig into now, I would say, like learning the program and that kind of thing. Helping with furniture sales, with the flooring, just kind of, you know, a little bit of everything is kind of what I do. So,
hey, if you're just joining us, I have the gang from Heinz Furniture from over in Carlinville, Greg Whitler, Katie Jackson, and Katie Dunn, kind of talking over their expanded operation, what's going on. What about this? I mean, messaged me a few months ago about this HB blueprint printer that you have. And evidently it's pretty good size and must be pretty cool. I don't know.
And we still sell furniture. We still sell flooring, but a lot of our business is focused on the kitchen and bath design center and building materials and flexing with our contractors that we know. So we really wanted to expand that. And that's really Katie Dunn is coming on to help with a bunch of things, but Katie can't even get to everything. We've been blessed to be that busy. Katie Jackson has files that we can't even get to because they want to work with us, but we only have so much time. So with that said, I keep adding components to that area, and there's not really a blueprint copy machine in the area for contractors to use and for us to use. So I leased an HP blueprint printer for our community and for us to use. It's just a nice feature to add to what we already offer.
Is there other blueprint printers around? Is this kind of something different or what? Tell me about what. I mean, why is it so special?
Oh, it's just, it's not in Springfield or St. Louis. It's in Carlinville. So just kind of filling that void. We always try to look at our community needs. If we can fill a void somewhere, it can also print banners. It can also do several different things. It's kind of a higher end product that we're still kind of learning how to use, actually.
Large scale printing.
Yes.
Large scale. Like how large?
You can do, there's 30 and 36 inch wide paper, but you could do a banner as long as you wanted. You could do 100 foot banner if you wanted to, and it's photo quality for the most part.
So it's really?
Pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of like happy birthday, so-and-so, any of that kind
of
stuff?
We could.
That's not really what we're aiming to. We've done some logos and stuff. But we're just kind of feeling it out and happy to add it to our repertoire.
Yeah. Katie Dunn, why would contractors, what can you offer to contractors that maybe they can't get around in the area as far as the blueprint?
Honestly, I think kind of like Greg has mentioned, being, you know, the one-stop shop, we can offer a lot of the materials and the service that you're going to get with us is, you know, it's going to be one-on-one. It's going to be good customer service. So I think that alone is stuff that, you know, something you don't get everywhere. Mm-hmm. So,
And this is all taking place right there in downtown Carlinville.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
So tell me a little bit what's going on with our neighboring downtown Carlinville. It used to be such a nice, quaint, I haven't been there for a while, but a lot of action going on the square. Mm-hmm. What's going on at the square today? Give me an update.
I mean, there's been a lot of like people in my generation that have come back and taken over businesses. There's several Stars, Crows, Braised Hazel that kind of started about 10 years ago. A lot of younger generation coming back to town, investing in businesses, carrying on the tradition. And right now, our square is really thriving. Our Chamber of Commerce is really good right now. Lots of events, just a lot of good motion going with the business sector in Carlinville.
Do you get a lot of action from Jersey County over to Carlinville?
Yeah, we kind of cover really. Springfield to St. Louis. That's kind of our area we cover. We focus on our core area, Macoupin, Jerseyville. But with Katie being here, we definitely have been doing more activity this way, which is great.
Yeah. We have clients walk in all the time that say, oh, we're from Jerseyville, or we're from Alton or Godfrey or Brighton, or all over the place in this area. So, yeah, it's nice to find that connection with them, even though they may or may not know myself or either one of us.
Yeah. The other ones, so. If you walk in the door today, if we weren't here, you would see all of us right at the front of the store. I'm the first person you're going to see. I'm the owner. I want to be involved. I want to be a part of the project. And that's kind of unique sometimes in retail.
Yeah. And how many floors do you have at that store? Isn't there several?
Two.
Just two?
Yep.
Okay. But you have other storage, don't you? Other operations?
We do. We have a big warehouse. We've got three large delivery trucks to service our customers. We do. We deliver most items we handle, so we can pretty much carry anything we need to the job site for the most part. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you've kind of expanded more into what you did in the past far as more materials and, like you said, windows. What else are you doing as far as lumberyard wise goes?
Offer quality furniture like Best, Flex Steel. We do flooring with Shaw. We try to focus on American-made brands. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of Graber blinds, but with the
blinds too?
Mm-hmm.
Custom blinds, okay.
From Graber, yeah, we're the dealer for Central Illinois. So the list just goes on and on as far as Quaker windows. Eldorado stone, you want to elaborate more?
Stone, backsplash tile, showers, flooring. As far as it, we are ever evolving, and we have access to so much that if you have a question on it, we can typically get through our resources, we can get it.
So. I would say ideally too, if a customer's getting ready to build a new home, this is kind of our bread and butter.
Yes.
Bring your blueprint in early. Let's get stuff designed. There's no cost for design. We give you a 3D printout. We'll have a big screen TV. You can see everything beforehand. That way you've got a good plan to give to all your subs, to your GC, and it just you build around the kitchen.
Right. And now with the blueprint printer, we can print those plans in large scale for everybody to have their own copy of as well.
So, and with that too, Katie Dunn will then have the customer come in, and there's a whole selection of like what they want. We'll just lay it all out. Flooring, the whole counter is covered with stuff. Tile, you know, whatever, grout. And we can kind of do a one-stop shop, save people time and money. We'll give you a bulk discount, and you can stay local.
I was just visiting a good friend of mine, Bernie Wallendorf, from over in Batchtown, all right? And I don't know if you know Bernie or not, but he had built this house like 20 years ago, and then he had moved, and he was working in Texas, and then he was going to move back to it about 10 years ago, I think. I'm not sure on the numbers, but anyway, he hired some, because he doesn't consider himself a designer, but he hired a company, I think out of Texas or somewhere, and they did the whole design for him, you know, and he said, and the house is beautiful, but they gutted it, started over, and did the whole design. He's like, it was the best thing he ever did, you know, because he just loves it, you know.
Yes. We can pull a whole home together that way without having to go here, there, and everywhere between all three of us. So so many options, and the wallpaper now and everything as well. So
you guys doing wallpaper?
We do. We have wallpaper as well. So
is wallpaper coming back? Because it seemed like when I built a house back in the early 90s, wallpaper was like heavy, man. We were wallpaper and all
these
walls.
We put it everywhere.
Yeah, wallpaper everywhere. Yeah. And, but then it faded out. Everybody went to paint. And now wallpaper's coming back.
Wallpaper's back. Katie Dunn can tell us more about that one for sure. So.
Is it easier?
It's easier. They've changed the pace. They've changed things. And they've also, you know, come out with the peel and stick as well. So that's kind of... sometimes a more temporary option if you're not sure, and easier to remove. But yeah, we're selling York wall coverings. That's the brand that we're selling. They offer both pasted and peel and stick. We're seeing it a lot for accents, you know, behind
interior of cabinetry. Yeah, we're seeing it go into the interior backside of cabinets a lot.
Even on ceilings.
Really? Yes.
Yeah, even on ceilings, we're kind of seeing people do their ceiling with wallpaper. So there's it's some really fun patterns, and people are doing some fun stuff with it. So we're really excited to be offering that now.
Well,
so.
You know how it is in this day and age. Everything just keeps getting better and better.
Yes.
You know, it gets easier and more brilliant. And just really cool.
Yeah.
We all thrive on change. You know?
Yeah, we do, don't we?
We hate it. As much as we hate it, we also thrive on it. So.
You know, except for our spouse. We don't want to change
them. No.
We keep the same one, right? Yeah. Or they keep us, whether we like it or not, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything we want to wrap this interview up with
we
you
definitely
guys?
Want to talk about the 12 days of giveaways that we do every year.
Real quick, I guess basically I guess everybody on air listening here, if you give local businesses a chance in your area, we're out fighting hard every day trying to make good products and good services for you. We ask for a chance, whether it's us or anybody else, shop local. Mm-hmm. We try to offer quality products. We just ask for a chance at your business. If you can come in and see us, I think you're going to like what we offer. We try to focus really heavily on service, and that's why 171 years we're still open and try to take good of our care of our customers with a big intent to give back to our community too. So that leads us to this giveaway that we're doing, like a fifth year we've done it probably. Mm-hmm. It's a 12 give back giveaway I kind of came up with, just an opportunity to give back. We've been blessed to have lots of customers and business, so we want to give back to the community. We basically have 12 gifts we give away every other day, along with a donation to a local charity.
Mm-hmm.
About $15,000 for giving back total this year. So it's just fun.
Yeah.
Make a purchase in store to get entered. You can do stuff on social media to get entered. And it's fun every year to see all the holiday spirit and get back.
Look for us on Facebook and social media and follow us next year because we're hitting on the end of it right now. We finalize up for everything up on the 24th. But yes, find us next year because it runs December 1st to the 24th each year. So
the last gift is a $1,500 gift card, I believe.
$1,500 gift card is your last gift.
Yes.
All right.
So grand prize time.
Well, good to see all you guys again.
Thank you.
And, take care and have a happy holiday.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.